Hello, my friend. How are you today? Welcome to the first episode of 2024. I am sitting in my mobile office at my favorite lake park. And so during this conversation, you may hear some nature sounds. It's kind of raining and you may hear airplane fly over, but hopefully we can just connect right here in this conversation. Today, I want to talk about this myth that we've heard about journaling for consistency. And I know many of us are working to refresh our journaling practice and or even restart or even, you know, begin a new journaling practice. And so I want to kind of start at the basics and talk about this myth of consistency. So we hear often, you know, that you have to be consistent when journaling in order for it to work correctly. But sometimes I believe that we're not really sure what that looks like. You know, what does consistent really look like for me? Or, you know, what does that mean? So I want to talk about how you can master the art of consistency and purpose in your journaling practice. So I know we're busy, right? You probably started this year off extremely busy. I kind of did. I was very intentional because in January, I love to rest and renew myself. And so I do personally clear my schedule, but hey, life still happens, right? And so I know I had to dive right into the new year. And just to be honest, my journaling practice has not been every single day. Usually I write every day, but I noticed that I've had some gaps and that's absolutely okay. Maybe even you have recognized that you've had some gaps in your journaling practice, but it's okay. And so we know our life is fast paced. I mean, most of the time we live in this whirlwind, this hustle bustle that we call our daily lives. And finding the moment for self-reflection, it can seem like this dream. I would just love to sit in quiet by the lake, by the fireplace with some tea and have a whole reflection moment. That sounds like impossible sometimes, but we know that while we can't do this all of the time, the benefits of a consistent and purposeful journaling practice, I mean, they're undeniable, right? Because we know that a consistent practice can enhance self-awareness and foster emotional resilience and intelligence. And so I want to talk to you today about what consistency means, why intention matters in your journaling practice. And I want to offer five practical tips with action tips on how you can seamlessly integrate journaling into your busy life routine. All right. So if you have any questions, of course, feel free to put them in the comments. You can always reach out to me at the Journal Coaching CO, that stands for company, over at Instagram. Send me a direct message and let's continue the conversation. All right, let's dive in. So let's first talk about understanding consistency. What does that mean? All right. So consistency is more than a daily ritual. It's not just about mechanically jotting down your thoughts every single day. It's more about establishing a rhythm. I love that word, rhythm, that suits your lifestyle and committing to that. True consistency involves regularity, but it's also about being flexible. So consistency is synonymous with regularity and flexibility, right? Because we know life throws us curveballs, and so we can't be so stringent in our routine that we can't function when life doesn't go according to plan. That's the perfectionist mentality. And that causes so much anxiety and so much stress. And when we're journaling, we're not here for the stress and anxiety. Like, that's why we're journaling, to alleviate and to mitigate all of this extra stress and excessive anxiety. So our practice should not lend itself to that. All right. So we know that some days may demand shorter journal entries, or it may demand, require different mediums. Like, we are allowed to write or record, like have a voice recording or digital notes, right? That works. So consistency breeds familiarity. So when we make journaling a natural part of our routine, we become more familiar with ourselves and more familiar with the practice. So over time, these small and consistent steps, they will lead to significant personal and professional growth. So again, we want to start small. There's a power in taking small steps. And we'll talk about how that looks in a little bit. So whether you're navigating challenges or celebrating successes, your consistent journaling practice can become a reliable companion that helps you make sense of your journey. Let's talk quickly about why purpose and intentional journaling is important. I believe in journaling with a mission. Most of the time, the way I teach journaling as journal coaching tool is about journaling with the mission, like not just dumping our thoughts on paper. It's about setting a practice, a purpose for your practice. So journaling with intention is all about setting a purpose for your practice. Again, it's not just about pouring your thoughts onto paper, but to do so with a clear and objective mind. So are there times when we just do the, what we call the thought dump or the mind dump or thought download, where we just dump our thoughts onto paper? Yes, that's so cathartic. Like, that helps us process, helps us clear our minds. It helps me with anxiety and stress and overwhelm just to pour all of my thoughts onto paper. You've probably heard me say before, we think over 60,000 thoughts a day. And many of these thoughts are negative. And because our thoughts inform our feelings and our feelings directly impact our behaviors, actions, and choices, it's very important to recognize the thoughts that we're thinking. And so, yes, dumping your thoughts can absolutely serve you. But when we're talking about journal coaching, we're moving a step beyond just the thought dump. It's like, okay, so now what do I do with these thoughts? And that's what I love to teach in my work when I'm, you know, talking about the journaling practice. And so we're writing with a clear objective. This purpose could range from improving emotional well-being to processing those emotions, processing thoughts of overwhelm, anxiety, or stress. It can be honing leadership skills, you know, personal growth. How could I become more vulnerable? How can I be more comfortable with being seen? How can I step outside of my comfort zone? How can I produce more self-confidence in my life? How can I accomplish my goals? You know, you can use journaling for anything. And understanding why you journal, that fuels your commitment and amplifies the impact of your reflections. I'll say that one more time because I really love that. Understanding why you journal, that fuels your commitment and amplifies the impact of your reflections. So we have our reflections, but we don't stop there. How do those reflections and those insights, how can they further impact our thoughts, feelings, and behaviors moving forward? That's the beauty of journal coaching. When you journal with a purpose, each entry becomes a step towards your desired outcome. So purpose transforms your practice from a mere routine or ritual into a deliberate tool for personal and professional development. Journaling with intention directs your focus and it helps you address specific challenges. It helps you track progress and it helps you to shape your narrative in a purposeful way. So again, yes, I have this reflection moment, but how am I going to use this to shift the narrative as I move forward? And we'll talk about that in future episodes. All right, so let's talk about how to seamlessly integrate a consistent and intentional journaling practice into your life. Here are five practical, applicable tips for you to use starting today. Number one, I love this one. I love all of them. Embrace micro journaling. Have you ever heard of micro journaling? Micro journaling enhances quality over quantity. So I am here for the morning pages. Maybe once a week, maybe a couple times a month, I write morning pages. I get up and I just write all of my thoughts out. But that's very rare for me. That's not how I use the practice, journaling practice in my life, primarily. But we don't want to get ourselves under the pressure of, I have to write multiple pages in order for me to feel successful, or order for me to see any type of shifting or growth in my life with the journaling practice. So we can recognize that consistency doesn't always mean lengthy entries. When we embrace micro journaling, or jotting down or writing down a few sentences or a few bullet points when time is scarce, that's enough. We could use those moments to write down little snippets of thoughts or insights or emotions or noteworthy moments that happen within our day. All right. So micro journaling is just having moments, observing things in your day, noticing things, recalling insights, and writing them down in a sentence or two. Micro journaling ensures that you stay connected to your practice, and that's what we're here for. That's what consistency does. It allows us to stay connected to our practice, even in the busiest of days. So again, micro journaling is an option for you if you want to seamlessly integrate journaling into your life. Think about quality over quantity. Here's a quick action step for you. To apply this to your life. Set aside a few moments during your day. It can be lunch, before bedtime, and a quick morning, whatever. Do this for a quick micro journaling session. Again, focus on one highlight or one challenge from your day, or one insight or one thought, and just write it down. Date it, and you're good. Number two, I love this one too. Create a portable journaling kit for journaling on the go. So what does this look like? A journaling kit could be whatever you want it to be. I have this. It's just a mini journal that I carry, and I'm always with this mini journal and a pen. This makes journaling a flexible practice when I have a portable kit. So you can also use a digital journaling app. Did I just say that? Yes, I did. But you know I prefer writing, right? But sometimes I do voice record my thoughts. If I happen to be a place where I cannot write, or I forgot my journal, then I do record immediate thoughts on my voice recorder, and I may write those later, but definitely I date it and title it and save it. And there you go. So when you have a portable journaling kit, you can capture your thoughts whenever inspiration strikes you, whether you're commuting, waiting in line at the drive-thru or the grocery store, or enjoying a quiet moment in nature like I'm doing right now. Just have something on the go where you're always prepared. All right. Here's a simple action step. Prepare a compact journaling kit with your preferred writing tools, or set up a dedicated app on your phone and keep it easily accessible in your bag or your pocket. You can do this literally today. All right, number three, designate trigger moments. We hear trigger moments, you're like, oh, you know, we think this, you know, anxiety, we think therapy. But a trigger moment is literally incorporating journaling into existing habits in your life. So when we integrate journaling into our routines, for instance, like linking journaling to your morning coffee or tea, or linking it to your lunch break, or even your evening wind down or evening routine, this establishes, again, that natural connection by turning journaling into that seamless part of your daily rituals. And so for me, I go to the park every single morning, just about. I take my children to school and I go get a coffee and I literally sit at the park or walk at the park and I do my journaling there. You know, I bring my journal with me and I sit in the car and I write, or at the pier and write if it's cold, if it's the weather as well. Or my other thing I do is in the morning when I first wake up, depending on how early I wake up, I just literally have my journal right next to my bedside. And I just turn over and start writing. And so I equate journaling with my morning routine, my morning walking and park routine, or my morning wake up routine. And that's pretty much the only times I journal in my life. All right, so here's an action step for this. This step, choose a trigger moment that aligns with your routine. You can, again, journal before or after an existing habit. Just take a few minutes to reflect and write. And there you go. All right, number four. This one is very interesting, and I really don't do this often, but it is a thought, and it's very helpful, and it may support you. Number four is a theme-based journaling. So give your journaling practice purpose by assigning themes to different days or week. I do this. I just haven't really thought about it as theme-based, but it is. It is. And I love that this idea. So aligning these themes with your personal or professional goals allows you to be able to bring your thoughts to the surface, you know, in a way where you'll have fresh content to write about, you know, deeper insight and so forth. And so when you're structuring your practice with intention, then this allows your entries to be very purposeful and contribute to your overarching objectives. And these themes also can guide your reflections towards meaningful growth. So for example, here's an action step. On Sundays or Monday mornings, I do things for the week, not for the day, but here's an example. So you can focus like on Monday, gratitude Mondays, and write about that. You can focus maybe on Tuesdays about personal development. You know, what are some things you want to work on in your life? And write about that on Tuesdays. Wednesdays, you may talk about business or work-related challenges. You know, discuss your challenges, your business challenges, and write about how you want to mitigate those challenges and solve those problems. Okay, maybe Thursday is content for your social media or your video posts, whatever. Maybe Friday is just reflection day, and you just write about your reflections for the week. So anyway, you can tailor your entries according to the things that work for you and for your life. Number five, reflect and adjust. This is a step that we really don't consider. And it's all about reflecting on our journaling practice. So we hear the word reflection and we immediately think about reflecting on our lives, right? But when do we really stop to reflect on how our practice is serving us? Because if we feel like journal coaching or journaling is a life-changing, transformative tool that we're using proactively in our lives, then shouldn't we take a moment to think about how this tool is really working for us? So I love this step for that purpose. Listen, consistency does not mean rigidity. Let me say that again. Consistency does not mean rigidity. Again, life, it lifes, right? And we have to embrace the ebb and flow of life. And we can do this by regularly reflecting on our journaling practice. When we do this, we want to assess what's working and what needs adjustments. So if you recognize that journaling in the morning is not working for you, okay, where can you shift your time frame? Maybe lunch, maybe at 4 p.m., maybe after work, maybe a late night session, you know? So you're able to adjust your journaling practice to your ever-changing life. I often say this quote, and what I love it because it's so true. And I always say journaling serves you. Your journaling practice serves you. You don't serve your journaling practice. And we don't want to get in a position where we are feeling so locked up and so rigid because we haven't written for the day, or because our pages aren't perfect, or because our writing isn't neat, or we don't have orderly bullet point pages. Like, no, we don't want to get into that mindset, because then journaling will not be consistent. It will not be intentional, because we're focusing on the wrong thing. So journaling serves you. It's for you. It's a tool for you, and you're able to, it's a tangible tool that's malleable and changeable and adjustable based on your daily life needs. So that's the takeaway I want you to receive from this conversation. So here's an action step. Just set aside time each month, if you can, to reflect on your journaling practice. Identify any challenges or changes that you may need to maintain consistency and alignment with your writing goals. So just check in on your journaling practice to see what's working and what's not working. All right. So here is the takeaway to this conversation. I hope that there was something here that you found supportive and helpful. Journaling consistently and intentionally, that can become our anchor. Okay, journaling is an anchor in my life. It's not about fitting into this like predetermined mold, but it's about creating a practice that aligns with your personal life experiences and, you know, your journey. So I just want to encourage you to embrace the fluidity of consistency. I want to encourage you to infuse purpose into your entries. And when you do this, you're going to see your journaling practice transform into this powerful tool for awareness, intention, problem solving, discovery, and growth. Remember, it's not about the quantity, how many pages you write. It's about the quality. So let's go over that one more time. So I just want to overview what we just talked about. Okay. I'm like, oh, you're getting distracted by the ducks. All right. So here are the five practical tips we discussed. Number one, embrace micro journaling. Again, focusing on quality over quantity. Number two, create a portable journaling kit for your journaling practice on the go. Number three, Designate trigger moments. How can you incorporate your journaling practice into existing habits? And we're talking about how to be consistent here, okay? Number four, have you tried theme-based journaling? Can you create days that are theme-based that can, give you a direction for your thoughts and for your practice? Number five, reflect and adjust. So how can you adapt your journaling practice to your life that ebbs and flows, that changes, right? We want to release ourselves from perfection, okay, in our journaling routines. So anyway, journaling is your personal space. It's your personal space to navigate the complexities of life, of your thoughts, of your emotions, of your choices. It is your space where small intentional acts can pave the way for a significant transformation. So just think small, think quality when you are considering consistent journaling. So remember that your consistent efforts, no matter how small you think they are, consistent writing efforts, they will eventually create ripples of positive change in your life. So that is what I have for you today. I hope that this is giving you a different way to think about consistency and a more applicable way to incorporate journaling into your life in a way where it's less pressure, less stress, and causes less anxiety. So this has been food for thought. I hope it served you in some way. Take what you need, my friend, and take good care.